Thank you for your talk on mindfulness today. Very helpful. Question. I've been practicing for a long time and have even had a few insights that made big impressions on me. And while my sila has definitely improved, my mindfulness is a priority and I might have a tad more wisdom, my mind looks for ways to suffer. Sometimes I feel like a total failure as a Buddhist. I understand that letting go of identity view is the answer, but how? What am I missing? I think this is where we bring up the contemplations of there's a discourse with the Buddha, and actually it's a one that they chant very often at. In Thailand, and particularly at the branch monasteries of Wat Bapong, sort of in Barla Hawei Pancha Kanta, the five khandhas are burdensome, and really be reflecting on the burdensome nature of form, feeling, perception, mental formations, consciousness. Not in the sense of it being isn't this miserable, awful, but more like the bhara is like, it's a burden. It weighs one down. It's something that inherently problematic, so that when we reflect on the nature of experience, the mind is willing to relinquish or willing to entertain the thoughts of relinquishment, of letting go. So that's an important basis of reflection. That bringing up the burdensome nature, the weight of having to carry identity, where we identify with the body, or feeling, perceptions, mental formations, consciousness, and in doing that, we overwhelm ourselves. So it's a way of being able to turn attention. Because oftentimes, quite naturally, the way the mind works is we're always looking for a way out that is, give me the quick, easy, pleasant way out of this, and it's uncomfortable to reflect on the drawbacks of ordinary experience, so that to be picking that up consciously, that's obviously balanced with reflecting in ways that also uplift and brighten the mind, but it's because that is necessary also. It's also that sense of that theme that I spoke of just right, getting that flavor just right in the heart, so that there's a clarity and a brightness, but that the inclination is to relinquishment.